Okay, are we ready? Whoa, what was that?
We're experiencing operating difficulties. Please stand by.
Can I start now?
Sound check! Sound check! It's playing.
The greatest part of the show, the sound check.
Can I start now?
That's what sells the tickets.
Ah! The box bit me.
You don't know how to set an amp up. Neat.
I've been shot!
I'd like to start promoting the convention now!
That's a place to...
Stop shooting me!
Okay, can I start now? It's the middle of freaking January already! I need to start promoting the convention, for God's sake! Can I start? Are you ready?
All right, then.
Ready!
So we're going to continue with Ishigenma's promotion.
Go!
Hi! We're MarsCon!
Weekend ever in comedy music is almost here!
MarsCon.
Shit, yeah.
MarsCon 2011 is March 4th through 6th at the Holiday Inn Select in Bloomington, Minnesota, right across from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport and next to the Mall of America.
MarsCon knows how to party.
I haven't done a new song in a while. I've been really busy, but, you know, it's MarsCon, and MarsCon is awesome, and you guys are here, and you guys are awesome. So I wanted to have a new song. I sat down to write this thing, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was like, what do I want from this song? What do I want from, you know, songs in general? What do I want from music? I mean, comics are taking over my life, and I was like, what do I want from life? And it got all angsty and gross, and you just be lucky you weren't there, because emo Rob is, like, no fun. And anyway, so the answer turned out to be, yeah, Party Rob soon. Party Rob tomorrow night, but we'll get to that. Anyway, it turned out to be... No, post-Party Rob is the opposite of Party Rob. You'll see him at the SmackDown. I'm going to say. So I wanted to do something new. I wanted to do something that was like pushing me out of my comfort zone and something that was like kind of advancing me as an artist and stuff. So it ended up being that. It ended up being like about that as well. I don't know if this is going to fly. No one has ever heard this before. But help me out, and let's kick it off. And let's kick off MarsCon. A little more. We can put a man on the moon. Why can't we all talk in speech balloons? Why can't I poop from across the room? Why can't I move the morning to the afternoon? Too soon for the spoon with a scoop full of doom. Better get myself together in a new cocoon. Keep puffing cause nothing ever stays the same. Looking like we're gonna have to raise the game. We can put Tinker Toys on Mars. Why can't I rhyme like MC Lars? Why do we all drive these crappy cars? Why aren't we big fat fucking stars? You can hunker in the bunker, you can chase the fame. Go rap at the gap cause it pays the same. Eating ramen like a shaman when he prays for rain. Thinking that we're gonna have to raise the game. Everybody in the house say raise the game. Everybody raise the roof now, raise the game. Everybody putting drywall, raise the game. Get the plumbing up to code. This analogy has outlived its usefulness. We can make hadrons collide. Why can't I write the next Princess Bride? Why can't I march for pariah pride? Why can't I take the end of the world in stride? If you look really close, then you're gonna see ghosts of the people of the places you love the most. So the freedom on earth needs to use your brain. Raise your game. Think about it, everybody here's got game. With a pen, with a needle, with a painting in a frame, with a meal, with a mic, with a didgeridoo. In this room, I'm talking about you. With a star by every single face and name. Post firepower, looking for a place to aim. More talent than all the DJs could name. So everybody, everybody raise the game. And now deep interstitial thoughts. What do I really want from life? Tile! And am I a cannibal if I think that minotaur meat would be really tasty? Your message here, see me. Get loud with the crowd now, raise the game. Light the shirt till it hurts now, raise the game. Touch base with your headspace, raise the game. Transform with a rainstorm, raise the game. Take a walk through the roadblock, raise the game. Do something else. All right. Everybody raise the game now. Gotta try something new and you gotta follow through. Gotta prove you can move, improve what you do. I might never be a mega superstar, it's true, but I'm ready for MarsCon. How about you? All right.
So, know which comedy musicians are coming to perform at the MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track, you ask? Well, first of all...
How you doing, MarsCon?
God, it's good to see you people again. It's always amazing to come back here.
There's MarsCon 2011's music guest of honor, one of Dr. Demento's most requested acts of the 2000s, a founding member of the FUP, and a colossal fan favorite at MarsCon.
I need you to summon Dimmu Borgir or whoever the fuck from deep within you. I need you to scream Satan!
Satan!
Okay.
It's the one and only Shoebox, also known as Worm Quartet.
Can I get a couple of Halfords in with the Dimmu Borgirs? That'd be great. I love this fucking con.
Hello, MarsCon. Before we get into the show proper.
Hold on.
John Allen, are the monitors on? Because I can't hear a thing.
Neither can I.
They didn't have monitors in 1960.
I was playing it all by ear. And I don't have ears.
Don't drink water, you'll rust.
All right, you two, let's get into the show. You know, I think we've got a great show for you folks tonight.
Woo! I certainly hope so, for this is, as you know, the last episode of the Nick Adams Highly Atomic Variety Hour.
Oh, what are we going to do? What's left? What are we going to do now?
You know, I don't really know about that, but I do know what comes up next.
Guest stars! Let's Woo! Do it! Come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Miss Dusty Springfield. Woo!
Wow.
Hey, boys. Ready to sing a song about my main man?
Yes, Miss Springfield.
Yes. Oh.
Then hit it. Steve Austin was an astronaut, a man barely alive, would he live or not? Both his legs and his arms were broken, so the doctor started working. Would he wake safe through the night? Use bionics to fix his sight. Now everything's gonna be alright. Yes, the only man who could ever save me was a $6 million man. The only man who could bend a steel beam was a $6 million man. He went. Oscar Goldman gave Steve some loot to go out and buy a red jumpsuit. He could run 60 miles an hour. Women sighed at villains cowered. Maskatron could change his face. He put an end to the Bigfoot case. Yeah, the only man who could jump a brick wall was a $6 million man. The only man who could raise his eyebrow was a $6 million man. Yes, he went.
Oh, yeah, he went.
The day Jamie Summers died, as he sat there all alone, Oscar called him on the phone. He said the Venus space probe has gone berserk, so try your real life and get back to work. Yeah, the only man who could buy a reason
was a $6 million man.
He wore a mustache for one season.
He's a $6 million man.
The only man who could save the world
was a $6 million man.
The only man who always got the girl.
$6 million man. Yes, he went.
Woo!
Thank you, Mr. Dusty. Thank
you.
That was awesome.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, boys. Woo!
Bye, Dusty. I miss you.
Woo!
Also performing this year, making not only his first ever appearance at MarsCon, but his first ever appearance in the Midwest, it's the animated animator himself, TV's Kyle.
Never daunt aliens by waving your butt in the air. Never shave racial epithets in your facial hair. That's my good advice. That's my good advice.
We have the world's first and only hard rock filk cover band, Toy Boat.
Now what?
And performing in their new rock band trio configuration, Soggy Potato Chips.
I saw a pill laying on the ground, but I thought it was a skill, so I mushed it down. And I scratched my head and went on my way, but strange things started to happen that day. I soon confronted by a gelatinous blob.
Other returning favorites performing on the main stage include Possible Oscar, Devo Spice, Insane Ian, Power Salad, The Great Luke Ski, Cirque du So What, Nuclear Bubble Wrap, and Steve Goody.
And I really wasn't going to be here, but then I found out I could be the roadie for Nuclear Bubble Wrap, and I said, I am all over this.
No. All right, I still got time. Isn't that? I still got time. All right, let's do a sing-along. You guys have been so great singing along. It's weird. I'm like, they're good. I'm not. Oh, boy. So here's a song my grandmother used to sing to me every night before she went to bed. Before she went to bed. Sing, Grandma! Sing! You may go to bed now. I'm a good chip on my hip. Making Grandma sing before she goes to bed. Making Grandma sing. The welts from the belt are red. Because I'm beating on Grandma. I'm showing her who's boss. All right. Thank you. That's not on the CD. next year, yeah. I feel bad. I told my grandma to tune in on Dementia Radio before. Sorry, Grandma. I'll do the proper song now. Nah, she's got Alzheimer's. She'll forget. All right. She's so old. She's like a goldfish. She just, anyway. I'm going to hell. Relax. She's not listening. She's dead. Okay.
Wait, what's this? A giant bus has pulled up in front of the hotel. And who's in it? It's Party Rob!
Is Party Rob in the house yet?
Party Rob is entirely in the house.
Okay.
On Saturday night, you can buy a ticket to ride Party Rob's party bus.
Shit, yeah, son. I am so happy to be here.
Earthworld empresario Rob Balder has rented a 30-plus passenger party bus in which he'll be taking four trips around the Twin Cities on Saturday night. This executive limousine bus has a full bar, which Rob will stock with free unlimited alcohol, drinks, snacks, and swag for everyone who buys a ticket to ride. The bus also has a 5,000-watt surround sound system and a stage on which we'll be featuring live performances by many of MarsCon's regular Dementia Track acts, including Carrie Dalby, Odd Austin, DJ Particle, Beth Kinderman, Gifted Gear, Rob Balder himself, and more.
I can't believe you're having me rap in the middle of a party. You know that. You know this is bound to go so well.
To see the bus schedule, click on the link for Party Rob's Party Bus at MarsConDementia.com. How do you buy a ticket for the bus? Well, there are two ways how. At MarsCon, you can buy them at the bus. Tickets will be $10 each for an individual trip ticket, or $25 for an all-night pass for the bus, or however many rides you'd like. Or you can buy your bus tickets or passes in advance while at the same time helping out the MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track Fundraiser!
So this is going to be my last song for the evening, and let me give you a little bit of background on this. I'm a Mac user, and when I first started using the Mac, I thought, this is great, and I got to get all my friends involved, and I was talking to my friends, and I was talking to my family, trying to get everyone using the Mac, and I realized nothing was happening. It occurred to me that this was very akin to a religious discussion. You know, you're not going to change their minds, you know, and it's like Windows users are like Christians. There's a ton of them, they're everywhere, and you can't get away from them no matter how hard you try, especially around Christmas time. Macs are like Mormons. There's far fewer of them, but they seem to be pretty happy. Sometimes a little too happy. Sometimes disturbingly happy. And nothing the Mormon says is going to convince the Christian to become a Mormon, and vice versa. So I gave up on this conversation, and I stopped having it. And then Apple started running these ads on television. And I went, I need to do something with this. And it ended up being the fourth most requested song of the year on Dr. Demento, so...
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Landfill and a couple of dumps because you need to be replaced every couple of months. Max, on the other hand, lasts for years
because it takes you that long for you to dry your tears when you realize you spent enough to renovate some rooms and the only software you can run is iTunes. I got software that can do anything from run the space shuttle to help you sing, to help you write when you get stuck and best to make a quick buck, millions of titles.
Yeah, and all of them suck. They got a clunky interface and they waste too much space and they crash so damn much your table needs a leg brace. You should really try a Mac.
Sorry, but no, I won't. You think I like the iMac and iPod? Well, I don't.
Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC. Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC. Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC. Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC.
Hello, I'm a Mac,
and I'm a PC, and I run all the best games in the industry.
Well, I got games too, dude. What's with the greed? I can run Snood. That's all I really need.
What about Office? At my job, we've got to.
I can run Office. I just choose not to. I can get by with OpenOffice and with Google Docs. They're completely free to me, and also they completely rock. PowerPoint is powerless and pointless like a butter knife. Outlook always leaves me with the crappy outlook on life. Excel only excels at crashing, which is absurd, and all the other apps suck too.
Word.
I'm doing just fine without any of that crap. In fact, my Mac doesn't have a single Microsoft app.
So what? You want a medal? Why do I care? Try getting some songs off of your iPod there. Don't tell me that you never crash, because I'll call shenanigans, because you freeze in place like a room full of mannequins. I've seen you when it happens. You sit there and smile and watch the pretty color spin around for a while.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
And I'm a Linux box. Well, obviously. The fact that you're a toaster kind of gave it away.
So how's life as an appliance treating you today?
Yeah, you can muffin, you can never stop me. I got game, the only toaster in the world that can claim to run MAME. Compiling my operating system's a breeze. And I can burn toasters easily as DVDs.
You compile your own OS?
Dude, are you nuts?
You trust Microsoft to do it and you're calling me the nuts?
You wouldn't catch me doing that unless you gave me a lobotomy.
So we agree on something. Now go away, you bother me.
I'm a PC. Are you a PC?
How many PCs we got around here anyway?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC, and I'm more affordable than he will ever be.
Well, you get what you pay for.
Oh, don't start. You paid for a computer and got a piece of modern art.
Well, you're about the ugliest thing I've ever seen, and that the blue screen of death burned into your screen.
You're overpriced, underpowered, and slower than soccer, with more kernel panics than Orville Redenbacher. Achoo!
Well, what did we hear? Better renew your antivirus software another year. The fact that you're regretting all those links you clicked. A marriage counselor couldn't resolve that conflict.
Well, I can download porn.
Yes, so can I. The only difference is that I don't get a virus when I try.
You got a stupid mouse.
You got window pane.
You have to bow to Apple's whim.
You were the error range.
Well, you suck.
Well, you suck more.
Your mother wears army boots.
What are you, four?
You big meanie.
What, you gonna go home and cry?
You're a stinky poopy head.
I know you are, but what am I? My name is Devo Spice, and I'm a Mac. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Woo! Devo Spice, ladies and gentlemen.
The MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track Fundraiser.
I feel bad. I told my grandma to tune in on Dementia Radio before. Sorry, Grandma.
Once again, I have compiled just under 4 hours of excerpts from all of the live main stage concerts and the Dementia Fan Showcase from MarsCon 2010, which are available to purchase in both CD and MP3 formats. The funds raised will go towards covering the hotel room costs for the Dementia Track main stage concert performers this year, as well as to cover the fees and extra badges for our huge Table 27 merch table.
I'm gonna plug Table 27 as frequently as possible.
This year's collection includes music from all of last year's performers, including the Nick Adams, Schaefer the Dark Lord, the Gossicles, Dino Mike, Chris Waffle, and Throwing Toasters.
Hey, I'm singing to her! Don't talk to her!
If you're not attending MarsCon 2011, then you can get the MP3 version of the album for just $10, or you can get the 3-CD version mailed to you, with the option to also download the MP3 version as well, for $30, shipping included.
Steve, I swear to God, if you touch her...
However, if you are attending MarsCon 2011, Rob Balder has graciously offered to let all pre-con party bus ticket and pass sales go towards the MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track fundraiser in conjunction with the MP3 and CD sales. So, here are the fundraiser album and bus admission options. $10 gets you one bus ticket and the MP3 2011 fundraiser album. $25 gets you one all-night bus pass and the MP3 2011 fundraiser album. $30 gets you two bus tickets, the 3-CD 2011 fundraiser album mailed to you, and the MP3 2011 fundraiser album. $40 gets you one all-night bus pass, the 3-CD 2011 fundraiser album mailed to you, the MP3 fundraiser album, and one extra bus ticket that you can give to a friend.
Do you got all that? Yes? Good!
To order, go to the fundraiser page of MarsConDementia.com. So, are you ready to raise the game? Then order your CDs, MP3s, tickets, and passes, and come on ride the bus with Party Rob!
It is an honor for me to start off the SmackDown. I am actually, this year, doing a cover song.
What?
Yep, I'm doing an actual cover song, and you know, I'm a fan of comedy music. Anyone who knows that I support the other artists. I'm a huge fan. I love everybody here. This is a great time for me to come out from California to see everyone here and the great people. But it's rare that a song hits me in a way that this one did, like, really to bring it home, with my own life experiences and everything, so I kind of wanted to honor this today. I've got a calculator in my phone. It locks the hole where the poopy comes out from. And I have to wear it all the time. I have to reach up way inside. Then I get a really stinky thumb. I've got a calculator in my bum. Whoa, yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
That is not my song anymore, man. That's Cash Doing Hurt right there. It's not my song.
Other MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track related stuff includes the Space Oddity Music Club and Brew Pub, Karaoke Joe's, and the Dementia Fan Showcase, all happening in Room Party Central on the 13th floor. And we'll close the weekend with a traditional Dementia SmackDown concert.
Oh my god, that just happened!
And don't forget, the Dementia Track is only one part of MarsCon. They have great programming on science, media, fantasy, art, costuming, and geekery of all sorts. This year's guests of honor include actor Alexis Cruz, four-time Hugo Award winner Louis McMaster Bujold, Joe and Megan Rialt of Dirty Inks and Pixie Girl Studio, and Joe and John Trimble, famous for the Save Star Trek campaign. It's all a part of this year's theme, Days of Magic.
Who likes werewolves? Who likes ghosts?
No.
You're just talking about vampires.
It's $45 for a weekend badge until January 31st. After that, it'll be $60 at the door. Go to marscon.org for more information and to pre-register.
Please. Restrain yourselves.
All right, I've asked the members of Cirque du Soleil to help me out with our final song of the afternoon. Thank you all so much for coming out this weekend. Because there's, certain songs that just speak to all of us throughout the ages. And this is one of them. Is the guitar all hooked up? Does it play?
Well, yeah, I'm just...
Welcome, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Whistleteats. And this is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 joy. I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. If you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but he didn't believe me. Why didn't he believe me?
So, there you have it, folks. The lowdown on the MarsCon 2011 Dementia Track. Remember, you can order the fundraiser CDs and MP3s and buy tickets and passes for Party Rob's Party Bus by visiting the 2011 fundraiser page of MarsConDementia.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you all at MarsCon 2011.